Good morning. Oh, yeah. It's the Joe and Alex Show. We're on your radio. Oh, yeah. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Follow us. We look so good online, really. I mean, we use a lot of filters. It's at Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. We're going to give a little shout out right now to a couple of special people. Bianca and her 3-year-old daughter, Kate. I guess they...
It's a 3-year-old son.
3-year-old son. Well, I screwed that one up.
Kate's a boy's name.
What's the son's name then?
That's what I just said. Tate's a boy's name.
Oh, I thought you said it was Kate.
No, Tate with a T.
I think I'm losing my hearing. What?
Tate with a T, yes.
But they listen to the Joe and Alex Show. They love Murder Monday. They think Liv's gorgeous. They like pork chop, and they didn't say anything about me.
They like the show in general, so I think that includes everybody.
Yeah, and they listen to us in Houston. We're on the air 92.1 radio now. So thank you guys for showing some love. Tell your friends, tell your family. Or if you're in Indy too, let people know about the Joe and Alex Show. So, I dream of being a parent, but even I heard this is something bad to do, Alex, but apparently this is something that is a good thing to do?
Well, according to Miss Bailey Stockfleet, that's her name. She's
love
gone viral on Facebook because of this post.
Go Bailey.
So a couple days ago, she put up a picture of her and her son sleeping together. And by son, that sounds bad. She's got a toddler.
I know what you mean. Yeah, you don't mean like actually,
right.
Not intimately.
Toddler sleeping together. And she says, I co-sleep. I spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a crib and everything that goes with it, but I co-sleep. I lose sleep, but I co-sleep. Why? My daughter doesn't wake up and not even once through the night because I co-sleep. She never wakes up scared and alone from a nightmare because I co-sleep. Stop shaming co-sleeping just because you don't do it or because society makes you believe that you shouldn't. You're not babying your child or making them needy. You're being a parent. You're being present and showing them that they are not alone. And then she put in quotes, prop them up now so they can stand on their own later. Okay, here's the disclaimer. None of us on the Joe and Alex Show are parents. And so we need you to call us with your thoughts on this, 833-JOE-ALEX. But based on this Bailey woman's post, which I also put up on Facebook, just search for Radio Now so you can see it yourself. It seems to me like she is saying that parents that co-sleep are better parents than those that don't. And she also, I think it's hilarious that she used the quote, prop them up now so they can stand on their own later. Because what I have heard is that allowing your children to sleep in bed with you actually does the opposite. It makes them dependent, not able to sleep on their own, and that they have to sleep with you, which affects your sleep, your life, your marriage, if you're married, because you've got a kid in bed with you.
I would never allow that to happen. I already have two dogs, so I do want to correct Alex. I am a dog dad. Benny and Paddington are their names, and they already take up the damn bed. I couldn't imagine having a kid in there. And correct me if I'm wrong, but unfortunately, don't a lot of kids sometimes get killed?
Well,
by being
I think
in the
if
bed
you have
and the parents like sleep on them,
right?
Or throw on them and suffocate them.
That's super rare, but there has been like really sad cases of accidental death with a little infant,
okay,
like a newborn being rolled over onto or whatever.
Your parents co-sleep with you?
No. So I understand as a parent your kid getting sick and needing to sleep with you or waking up once in a while from a nightmare,
getting scared. Yeah.
But her saying because I co-sleep, my kid doesn't ever wake up scared from nightmares and all this, implying to me that if you are a parent that it requires your kid to sleep on their own and they have a nightmare and wake up scared, then you're a worse parent than her. I just totally was turned off by this post. I thought she was ignorant, and here's why. Even though I am not a parent, which I'm being forthcoming with, I think it's fun to read parenting books. So I have read multiple different types of parenting books of different parenting styles, and almost every single one talks about how co-sleeping is a terrible idea.
833-JOE-ALEX. Lily, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this?
I actually do that as well. I spent thousands of dollars on cribs and everything, but with toddlers, it's actually so beneficial. Just because when you start potty training, they actually don't wet the bed. They wake you up and tell you, Mommy, I have to go. And it's just a convenience for the children to know, Mommy's always going to be there, Daddy's always going to be there.
That's the problem. Isn't that the problem? Is that having a child trained to think that Mommy, Daddy are always going to be there, they don't know how to self-soothe and get themselves to fall back asleep on their own, which isn't that the point of, raising a kid?
No, that's not. A toddler's a toddler. You're not trying to make them to be grown full adults. You're trying to make them understand that we are going to be there to help you when you're needing that time. And they know since mommy's there, I'm going to be okay. They don't always just wake you up for everything.
Lee,
she actually never woken up the entire time since she's been sleeping with me. Never once.
I've heard this causes chronic sleep problems in the future. Yeah, she's not waking up now because she's with you, but eventually she needs to not be with you.
Lily, do you think this will lead to something, though, where we hear about, like, millennials and kids, like, still living in their parents' basement, like they have to sleep close to them now? Do you think that's going to happen? Are you worried about that with your toddler?
No, I don't think so. I think it just depends on how you raise them, not just because they sleep with you, they're going to be living with you forever. It's how you raise them and the mentality that you give them.
Are you married?
I am.
And so your husband doesn't mind your kids sleeping in bed with you guys every night?
No, he actually loves it.
Does it hinder your intimate time?
No, it doesn't.
Interesting.
Wait. The kid's not there when the intimate time's happening, right?
No. So we've done...
I don't need to hear how you guys hook up.
We've done co-sleeping as well, but sometimes we also take the baby and put her in her, you know, toddler bed. And, you know, when we're wanting her to sleep with us, because it's mainly him, you're like, no, bring the baby to the bed. I want her.
Lily, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. We got a bunch more people that I want to get to, including you. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That is 833-563-2539. And on social media, Alex, where is this posted up so people can be part of the conversation?
Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. And you can search for us on Facebook. Just type in Radio Now.
All right, we'll talk to you next. Troy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're a single father. What do you think about this? Good idea?
No. I mean, I've been a single father now for almost a year, and my son has done great sleeping on his own. You know, his mom, when she was still here, you know, she used to sleep occasionally, co-sleep with him. But, you know, as being a single father, I've made him sleep on his own for quite a while, and he does great. You know, and I'm sorry, but I disagree completely with, I've seen the post myself, and I completely disagree with it. That whether you co-sleep or not, it doesn't make you a bad parent. If you don't take care of your child, then you're a bad parent. But
right.
Whether you sleep with your child or not, doesn't make you a good parent, doesn't make you a bad parent, doesn't really matter.
You
know, as long as your child is taken care of.
I distinctly remember asking, like, I wanted to sleep in bed with my mom. I forget how old I was. And I remember her telling me no. And I asked why, and she couldn't tell me why. Probably I was too young. But why wouldn't you why can't your kid sleep with you? Why is that bad? I know you said
there's nothing wrong with your child sleeping with you. Like, if he has nightmares or whatever, you know, that's one thing. Or if they're sick, you know, I can see that. And I've let mine, you know, sleep with me when he's been sick or whatever, you know, just so he has that soothing moment. But
you're creating bad sleep
habits.
Sleep with
them every day is, you know, that's where I have the issue. You don't let your child sleep with you every day.
Also, what happens, let me ask you this. Who is co-sleeping who has more than one kid? Because... Yeah, sure. Like this woman, it looks like she's the parent of one child that went viral on Facebook. But what happens when she is child number two? Because then what are you going to do? You're going to eventually pile three kids into your bed every single night?
Exactly.
How is that going to work?
And then, you know, that's how are you going to fit all them kids in there with you? You know, and then they're all going to start getting jealous of each other. You know, because one's going to think the other one's getting more attention than they are.
Well, and a newborn is going to wake up your toddler, too, sleeping in the same room
exactly.
as it. Which I'm sure as a parent you don't want to deal with. Then none of your kids are getting sleep, including you. And I think that it makes you, it's you're over-coddling your child by
you
not putting them in your own,
you guys
their
are
own room.
Okay, you and Troy need to get a room and get married. Hey, thank you, Troy, for calling. We appreciate you, buddy. I understand what you guys are saying, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think you're going to ruin your child by letting them sleep with you in bed or make, I'm jealous that they're sleeping with mommy and I'm not.
You're putting your kid.
I don't think it's going to be a big problem.
You're putting, if you're married, I'm not talking about the single parents, but if you are married and you're letting your kid co-sleep in bed with you, I think that you're putting your kid above your marriage. And the kids then are more important than the marriage and the relationship itself. And I believe that your marriage has to come first in order for your kids to be taken care of fully and have successful and, you know, thriving lives and childhoods.
If your significant other, Alex, is okay with it, I don't think it's hurting your marriage. If your person's like, we can't do this, it messes up my sleep and all that.
You say you're okay with it, but you don't even see how it's affecting your own marriage. That's the thing. You're not going to see those effects until later. The fact that you guys didn't get that intimate time, you didn't get to, depress at the end of the day together and just talk or whatever, because you're dealing with a kid in between you.
Jennifer, you are on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, you got any kiddos?
Yes, I have four children.
Oh, my God.
Do they all sleep with you?
Yes. They all did at some point in time, at least for the first year of their life. And they are all wonderfully well-adjusted, beautiful, smart children. Nobody is over-coddled. And my husband and I's relationship was perfectly fine. I think it's preference.
Gotcha.
And I don't think that you're a better parent one way or another. For me, it was easier. They wake up, they're right there. I'm not having to get out of bed to, find them or get them or whatever. We're all right there. And honestly, for the first year or more of your life, no one's getting any sleep. So
that's true.
Whether you have, an infant or a toddler or whatever, I think it's just what works best for your family. And I love listening to your guys' show, but it's so humorous listening to two non-parents.
I know.
Jennifer, first of all, I am trying, God knows, my hand to God, I'm trying to get my wife pregnant, okay? I'm trying to knock her up.
Keep trying.
I am. And Jennifer, I think I can get half credit here. I have two dogs, and they sleep in bed.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Jennifer.
That I couldn't do.
All right, Jennifer, thank you. Slow down on the kids. You're going to have like a Duggar family soon.
Someone is so mad at me for saying that I don't agree with sleeping with their kids, that they're saying that they're going to switch stations. Bro, if you are that big of a baby yourself that you can't handle this conversation, you're that mad, you want to listen to someone else, be my guest.
Please don't. I like to make money and have a job. Deanna, real quick, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Even if you're going to change stations, what do you want to say?
Good morning. Hey, I completely agree with Jennifer. It's not either way, it's not completely right or completely wrong, either direction. But you'll come to see when you have children that, you go into survival mode. My husband and I had two daughters that were a year apart, and, each night I would be assigned to one daughter. If she woke up in the night, we would alternate because, you just want sleep. And we did occasionally let our girls sleep with us, at different times. And, there was not a hardcore stance. Absolutely, no, you're not. Yes, you are. I think it's human nature, no matter how old you are, to want to be close to someone. And, you let your dog sleep with you. It's animal nature.
Yeah.
To be close to someone. So absolutely not. There's nothing wrong with it if you can do it. You're not creating a codependent child, human being.
Deanna,
balance.
Do you think we need to balance. Do we need to call up Alex's mom and have Alex as an adult woman? She's 25 now. I think Alex needs to, on the weekend, go co-sleep with her mom. I think we have to have you try it, Alex, and see how it goes, okay?
I'm good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Deanna. We appreciate it. Where can people join in the conversation on social media if they couldn't get through on the phones, Alex?
Search for Radio Now on Facebook or go to Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next, Joe's Journey. What are we doing for 2019? We'll find out next.